Would you like to know how to be really happy? Do something nice for someone, especially if they don't expect it. In today's story, David is thinking of his friend Jonathan, and he asks his servants,
I'm wondering, does Saul have any sons or relatives left? I would like to do something kind for them. I would do it in remembrance of my friend Jonathan, my best friend.
So his servants found Ziba, Saul's servant. He knew all about the family and told him that Jonathan had a crippled son named Mephibosheth. David sent for him, and soon Jonathan's son came to the palace and bowed low before King David.
Don't be afraid, Mephibosheth, for I want to show you kindness. Your father Jonathan and I loved one another very much, and I want to honor him.
Oh, Your Highness, I have been told how my father Jonathan loved you as his own soul.
I am going to give back to you all the land Saul, your grandfather, owned. And Ziba, his servant, will take care of it for you and bring you the fruit of the harvest. And you, Mephibosheth, you shall always eat at my table as one of my own sons.
And so the crippled son of Jonathan was given the honor of eating at the king's table as a son of the king. How would you like to eat at a king's table, even just once? Wouldn't that be great? The Bible says that you can do just that. In the book of Revelation, we are told that all who believe in Jesus will eat at the banquet table of the King of Kings. The King of Kings, Jesus Christ, offers you the gift of life everlasting. When you open the door of your heart and receive Him, He died for our sins that we might be forgiven and have life when we believe on Him. The Bible says, as many as receive Him, to them gave He the right to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Have you invited Him into your heart? Would you like to right now? Pray with me then. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and giving me everlasting life. Amen.